Monday mornings, we talk about sports with Michael Rand, who writes about sports and its personalities for the Star Tribune, for a segment we call The Sporting Life. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, man, I would swear that I had that technical problem taken care of this week. I even addressed it earlier. For those people who are listening in stereo, Michael, you're over in the left channel, so I'm going to see if I can't fix that, actually, right now. So in the meantime, Jill, take it away, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay, here. You work your magic over there on the board. Well, Michael, how are you?
And I'm doing pretty well.
Great. Well, why don't you tell us about the Gophers' new hire for the men's basketball coach position?
They hired Richard Pitino, son of Rick Pitino, who is, I believe, officially going to be announced as a Hall of Fame coach today. And he is also coaching in the Final Four of the championship game tonight for Louisville. That is Rick, of course. Richard is the son. He's the Gophers coach. And he's 30 years old.
He's pretty young.
Makes me feel exceedingly old. I think he's the first major coach here in this market that is younger than me, and the first of many, I'm sure, as I get older and they continue to get younger.
I have news for you, Michael. A lot of people are younger than you. A lot
like
of people are younger than me.
All of
a
us.
Lot of people are younger than Steve.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, half the people in the world now, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah, but I think it's a pretty good hire. He's only had 1 year of head coaching experience, but he's had a lot of time as an assistant coach. He's been at this, it's kind of been his career path for a long time. He's wanted to be a coach for pretty much his entire life. So he'll be interesting to see how he does. He's basically half the age of Tubby Smith, the guy they fired. Tubby was 61, so it's going to be a totally different kind of perspective coming in here. But his intro press conference was Friday, and I think it went pretty well. He seems like he impressed a lot of people.
And his dad again has a big night tonight as Louisville takes on Michigan. Let's talk about the Minnesota Twins because, we've kind of been talking for the past, maybe this last season and this upcoming season, that we're not really expecting a whole lot out of the Twins, but maybe they're proving us wrong so far.
Yeah, so far. I mean, they're 4-2. They've won both their series. They were 2-1 against Detroit and then 2-1 this weekend against Baltimore at Baltimore. And that's notable because both those teams were playoff teams a year ago, so that it's not like they're playing weak competition. So it's been a nice, refreshing start at the very least from where they've been the last couple of years, where they've gotten off to awful starts, and those bad starts have led to really bad seasons. They've lost at least 95 games each of the last 2 years, and people were kind of expecting, at least predicting more of the same. Maybe not quite as bad, but still, not a good team. But so far they're showing that their pitching is at least, it's not great, but it's gotten somewhat better. They're getting some functional starting pitching, and they're getting some timely hits, and I think people are kind of like, okay, maybe they're going to be decent. Now the only thing they need to do is come home Friday. They play a series right now at Kansas City, and then they come back home, and it looks like it's going to be about 40 degrees again when they come back home Friday. So I don't know if they're ever going to get a nice warm weather home game this year.
Still though, it's nice to think that we might be able to head out to a Twins game, and for reasons that include baseball instead of just the new walleye bites.
Exactly. Although I'm sure all the food, I will want to sample all the food as well. But you're right. I think it's become more atmosphere related and food related there the last couple of years as reasons to attend those games. And maybe, yeah, you're right. Maybe it'll be baseball related. crazy thought.
I know.
So, Michael, we missed Saturday Night Live this past weekend, but familiar with the story of the Rutgers men's basketball coach Mike Rice, and apparently there was a parody of that whole situation on Saturday Night Live. So first, can you give us just the background on the Mike Rice story for anybody that doesn't know, and then let's talk about the Saturday Night Live parody.
Sure. he was the Rutgers men's basketball coach. An incident over the past, I think it was just over the past season, but I could be mistaken about that, and they came to light. They were brought to the attention of the athletic director, I believe, in December, and he was given a three-game suspension at the time. And then a video surfaced last week outside the lines, the ESPN show, had these videos that they found from practice footage of, basically this guy just cursing at players, calling them all sorts of terrible names, throwing basketballs at them, pushing them, kicking them, all sorts of just egregious behavior. And when this came out, pretty much everybody universally reacted and said, how is this guy not fired? And basically the next day he was fired. I believe the athletic director's out now too. A lot of people are out, caught up in the wash of all this. You know, it's universal condemnation doesn't usually happen these days because everybody has an opinion and can espouse it on Twitter, but it is pretty much universal that this was like, whoa, what is this guy thinking? That's crossed all sorts of lines.
Well, Saturday Night Live poked a little fun at that whole situation. So Melissa McCarthy must have been the host of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And she played a basketball coach. So we have a little clip as well. But you got to tell us about this sketch because it's hilarious.
Yeah, basically they kind of did a parody of it was similar shots from what they had in the practice video that was caught on film. And, you know, if you can make fun of this in any way, this was probably the right way to do it. It was she was a coach, and she was, you know, basically even more of a tyrant than Mike Rice was.
All right, so here's a little bit of audio from that sketch after she throws a toaster at one of the players.
Why would you throw a toaster at a player?
Because when someone blows by you, you're toast. When you get toast and you are toast, you get hit with a toaster. Or to put it in terms that you might understand.
She chases a player with a baseball bat. She drives a golf cart under the basketball
Chases them court. Around with a golf cart.
You know, takes no responsibility for any wrongdoing in the sketch as well.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Melissa McCarthy, if anybody was going to make fun of that situation at Rutgers, Melissa McCarthy was the one to do it. We'll have to put
Absolutely.
A link to that up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, sounds good.
So you can check it out. So, all right, Michael, thank you very much.
All right, Mike. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you next Monday. Michael Rand, who writes about sports and its personalities for the Star Tribune, also catches Randball blog online at thestartribune.com. And we speak to him every Monday morning for the Sporting Life.